大丈夫さ、前に進もう。
You guys have probably been waiting for this for a long time.
We're finally doing a motherfucking Doom episode. Yeah, that's right. You heard me correctly. Motherfucking Doom episode. So, good evening, motherfuckers. It's 16 Megabyte back here again. And the date today, at least as of recording, is the 27th. So, hopefully you guys all enjoy this episode. So, anyway, as you probably know, as I just stated, it is going to be about Doom. Initially, this whole part. I mean, it's going to be 5 minutes, so I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but yeah! Basically, unless you don't know, you have Carmack and Romero, who made this thing in ID Software. And if you didn't know, ID Software has been around for probably years before that. Their first game, well, they made tons of games, but they've spanned all the way back to the 90s, with their first game being Shadow Knights for DOS. Now, their second most popular game was probably Commander Keen, but it's interesting, while the original Commander Keen 1, released in 1990, was just for DOS, Keen Dreams is, like, literally ported to almost everything. But, basically, even before that, they've just had so many fucking things. They have Wolfenstein, they had a game called Biomenace, which I've actually never played before, but I should, because seeing what it is, it actually looks kind of cool. It's 2D, but it still looks pretty cool. But their first game, Shadow Knights, yeah, that was a 2D game too, but, it's basically like ninjas. It's kind of like, it seems as if it's like a clone of, that one ninja game for the NES. I can't remember the name. Shin Megami Tensei, maybe? I might be incorrect. I forgot the name of it. I feel awful, but, yeah. We're going to talk about one of their most all-time popular games, which Wolfenstein definitely was there, but above all was Doom. And so Doom, unless you didn't know, was known for the fact that literally it's ported for everything. I first found out actually about it, probably from reading like some article in a magazine, but when I first actually played and actually knew about it was when I got my first iPod, because when I had an iPod, Basically, you could get it to, how do you say it? You could get the, you could get it to play Doom, like the full-on game. And it's crazy because the processor is 30 megahertz, which I think is even below the actual specs of the minimum requirements of DOS machines. Because if I'm correct, I think the DOS machines at the time had to have at least a 50 megahertz CPU to run Doom. But I could be incorrect. I don't know. Anyway, Doom is altogether a really great game where you're basically in hell. You're shooting around demons, you know. It's fucking insane. It's great. It's all together just awesome. And, you know, we've even had a remake. The original is great, but, like, we have this one that came out in 2016. It was really fucking cool, too, where it took all the gory and hellish elements of the original game, just brought them into the 3D. And there has been so many, like, sequels and additions. Doom 2, basically, I think, uses the Doom engine, but adds some cool maps to it. But, 3 was where it kind of got off a bit, and I think that was around the early 2000s when that was released, and I think 2004. And it's kind of debatable among fans. Some people really enjoy it, some people just downright hate it. I think it's kind of the same reason with Quake 2. I haven't played Doom 3, so I can't really say much, but I will say that it's still a pretty good game. Still probably a pretty good game. But with that, you know, I'm sure you've all played it at least once. If you haven't, you know, definitely try it. It's for literally everything ever. And the ROM's really easy. I think it's on archive.org and basically every other site online. Then there's also Free Doom if, you know, you're afraid of, oh, illegally downloading. But unless you didn't know, Doom was actually made open source. So, which is also part of the reason why it's literally on everything. But if some of the good examples of really cool ones was they made a Super NES port, made a PC-98 port, they made a Sega 32X port. My goodness. Like, it's crazy. The Super NES was probably the most, like, ambitious one of all, because, like, literally, that console was not even made to handle 3D. Like, even the Saturn was made, ported the game, and it literally couldn't even produce sound, which is insane. But, with that, you probably are wondering what's going on in the VR thread of Doom, because they have a Doom General, and I've always said, oh, I have to talk about this thread. And so, finally, I'm going to talk about some stuff that's going on in it. So the Doom thread, Retro FPS thread. I think next week I'm going to do Doom 2. Although it's not going to be as big because, you know, Doom 1 kind of covers a lot of it. I did talk about it a lot. But they show a bunch of mods, the first thing, and there's like a big NEX, ModDB, Mega.NZ. By the way, speaking of mod communities, I do want to say this. You might want to avoid romhacking.net because they've gotten really sensitive. Like, I was on their Discord a couple days ago because I just wanted to see what's going on there. And literally, I'm not even joking when I say this, you can't post memes about Russia or you will, like, the author, or the people there will have a fit. Like, they have to be all you pro-Ukraine or, like, I don't know. It's just, like, it's just straight-up censorship. Strip 1984. No, I'm kidding. You know what I mean. So, someone said, does Doom Guy gay is straight? And then someone replied, thick. And that's true. He does look thick. There we go. My own harshest. I got brain problems tonight, and it shows one of the demons in some sort of anime. Well, I think it's from Dragon Ball Z. It's basically a bunch of different things, but Let's try to find one that's replying to OP, because that probably should give us an idea of what's going on. Because I'm looking at this and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Right now I'm looking at a gif of a dancing demon, but then when the Doom guy appears, he doesn't see the dancing demon. Okay. Let's see. We have one. Bros, I'm so sick of waiting. This fucking bitch, please release. It shows Tremor. I've never heard of that. That looks cool. God, I really need to know. Maybe I should have, like, looked into this a little more than I did. But obviously have some mods that's showing. And it says, gentlemen, it's time once again for Sunday Night Shit Show. And it shows one of the cacodemons with a mustache. By the way, a cacodemon's like a circular demon in it. But the circular demon has like one of those mystery masks on. You have the anonymous dude, like the green anonymous dude, and it says, can I have a minute to think it over? What consider these cacos seem like understanding gentlemen to me? Well, one of them's eating a body. This is just confusing. Oh, here's one. Green text. Serious Sam. Enemies are threatening when used in tight spaces and close quarters. En masse on an open battlefield. Doom. Enemies are somewhat threatening when used in tight spaces and close quarters. En masse on an open battlefield. Blood. Some enemies are very threatening, both when used in tight spaces and close quarters, en masse on the open battlefield. And our enemies are always worthless. Shadow Warrior. Some enemies are very threatening when used in tight spaces and close quarters, en masse on an open battlefield. And our enemies are always worthless. Quake. Enemies only work when they are used in tight spaces and are completely useless on an open battlefield. Duke. Enemies only work when spawn right in front of you or face directly behind you, and they do jack shit, otherwise no placement makes them threatening. Why does Quack and Duck suck so much fuck? Well, I don't know. I think they're pretty good. I will say this, though. The enemies in Quake are kind of difficult. They're up there with the, I would say they're, in my own opinion, I think that they're kind of around the same level as Half-Life AI. I mean, they're nowhere close, but they're kind of close, I would say. Fuck this bitch on the Citadel. And it shows something in, I think that's Quake. Looks like Quake. Yeah, that's Quake 2. It's just an HD repack, that's why I was a little confused. I'm used to, like, low-poly version of Quake 2. And it says, thanks for joining when someone replaces, shows an IP for one of the games. And my goodness, there's like a million people on that. But it looks kind of cool. There's people in all different outfits. A lot of different cool, interesting nicknames, to say the least. But yeah, not really much else. Just a bunch of shitposts. Seems like Schizo sound. Like, I just am getting Schizo vibes from this thread, which is fucking hilarious. I love it. I should view this around randomly sometime, because it just looks like a fun time, just all around. I'd probably be the youngest one there talking, but it still looks fun. Okay, so let's go into some of the threads today. First one is Alien Soldier, and it shows some fur fag looking thing in like a mech, which looks interesting. And the person replies, visual shock, speed shock, sound shock. Now is the time for the 6800 Heart on Fire. Someone says the game is sick, and to think it was only half done. I'm gonna look that up. Alien Soldier. So released on the Genesis in 95, Linux in 2018, Macintosh 2018, Wii in 2007, and Windows in 2011. That's interesting. Oh, it was a virtual console game. But that's kind of cool. It's like kind of 2D Looks like a shoot 'em up. But it looks like it's also a platformer. So maybe it's a mix between the two? I don't know. It looks kind of cool, though. It doesn't look too, paused or whatever. Shows a robot giving us smokes. I think it's just a bunch of, smoke meat. I mean, what's it called? Sonic memes. Here's a good one. Shows a roll of toothpaste. Fixes your scratched disc. Tried to use Colgate on toothpaste on a disc. What, the one with tartar control. It made me feel like a piece of shit. All the replies, base Tourette's guy. First post, piss post. I hope this is the Puff Daddy version of this song, not that Sting piece of shit. Don't talk shit about Total. Then, last reply to that is Flash Thread. I will say with toothpaste, don't use toothpaste. Just use car polish. Car polish does a pretty good job with CDs. I've never had an issue with car polish. I tried this, and I'm not even joking, didn't help. That should be a Slash Thread. But, nope. This, it just made my disc hopelessly ruined at that point. Well, you have to do it for 15 plus minutes. That's why I use fucking car polish. It's literally, like, you're just taking off a quick layer, and using toothpaste is like using the smallest amount of polish. You need at least, like, a little bit of polish, and toothpaste isn't that good for that. But what toothpaste is good for, and this is a side thing, just a little thing that you should try sometimes. Try, it is a good acne repellent. So if you have a lot of acne, I did this in high school and a little bit in college. You put toothpaste all over your face. It's going to sting a lot, but if you just let it sit for a good amount of time, maybe like an hour or two, maybe you leave it on overnight, and let it settle and you wash it off, your pores will just get a lot more clean. It will also make your face feel very clean after that, but yeah, that's one thing you can also do with toothpaste. It's interesting, there's a bunch of uses for toothpaste, but I'm getting off topic. OP replies, still don't believe it. And then it shows one of those disc cleaners you sometimes see at, like, DVD stores or whatever. And it shows, it's one of those resurfacers, and it says, does it really work? Actually fixes your scratched disc. Person replies to the person who said, does it really work? And it says, we had a hand crank one. It did work to a good degree, but it couldn't fix a deep groove. But it worked in a lot of other discs. Another person replies, not usually. Discs are pretty good with some surface scratches in there. About 80% of the time, you get to the point of a disc where it won't run because of scratches. Since scratch is usually too deep to be fixable. How did it even work, technically speaking? Colgate is made. Someone replies with the most hilarious comment, Colgate is made from crushed compact discs. Someone also replies to OP, some toothpaste have an abrasive in their mixture, so it's important to check whether or not your tube is not going to fuck up your disc completely. I think one of the things with toothpaste, when I remember people always talked about using that, what you gotta do is never use the one with, like, the little gel on the inside. It's always gotta be just straight up white. Straight up white, it should work. That's at least a basic rule of thumb that I use, and I'm sure a lot of other people do, too. Someone said, imagine worrying about discs. And shows one of those, like, $100 fucking, emulator, disc emulators, and said this thread isn't meant to remind people of a time when discs were the only best way to play certain consoles. Obviously, if you weren't alive, then you wouldn't understand it. True. And listen, why the fuck you need that? Just buy it, if you're so worried about your games, and, you know, everyone's like, my lens is gonna burn out. Listen, they make fucking lens replacements. All you do, when your lens breaks, just get a new fucking lens, replace it in your console, and you should be fine. And you pay, like, what, $12 for it? You probably have to replace it, like, at least once every 20 years. So it's, like, That's so much better than just getting a giant-ass emulator that if one thing breaks in the circuitry, you're fucked. Also, let's not mention, solid-state storage, once it's read and written enough times, it just breaks up. It's just not that good. Put your discs in the washing machine, shows Azura Disk Model 1600 CD-DVD Scratch Removal Care Machine Untested. Like, this has free shipping. It literally looks like the size of the wall. That's crazy. That's crazy, man. Anyway, someone else said, use the banana. It says, back when I worked somewhere about the banana trick, and I tried on a very old scratch CD full of piracy that wasn't being read. Just rub the wet part gently against the CD, and then clean it with a dry cloth for a while. Been using it ever since. What the fuck? No. I don't get it. I guess that might work for some people, but I don't know. Just use fucking car polish. Car polish is a end-all be-all for most things. Just use that. Let's see. Let's do one more thread. Or, let's do a classic. It's Tomb Raider. I'm on thread 2, and it's everything I already just saw from thread side 1. So, here. There's something about warp block. I'll look at that, but I'm gonna go back to the first part of the thread. here we are. So, VR. When did it start for you, and when did it die? For me, it was March of 1986, and it ended around sometime in 2004. For me, personally, and it shows the list, I think it died around 2009 for me. I think that was the peak of... No, not 2009, maybe like 2014. Because A Hat in Time was probably the last game I remember that was pretty good. You know, yeah, it's Skyrim 2011. Now they just keep on remaking Skyrim for every console. But every game before that was amazing, too. Breath of the Wild was okay, but I haven't gotten through that yet. But when it started for me, fuck. I don't know. I had the 90... I grew up in the early 2000s, but my first console that was actually mine was the... Sony PlayStation, like the first PS1. So, I would say I grew up with PS1 games mainly. But let's see what, like, at least one or two people say. It starts with love one day. I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna shut the fuck up. But, first one is that I'm gonna read is it started in 1993, born in 92. First, it was my neighbor's Atari 2600. And then the hand-me-down Famicom, my dad's PlayStation. But I'd say it ended in 2005 with Kingdom Hearts 2. But occasionally I get back into newer games like Tekken 6, Dead or Alive 5, Soul Calibur 6, Dragon's Dogma, and Earth Defense Force 5. Soul Calibur 6 was the most recent game I played until now. I have no intention to play anything else. Another one, someone said, is the first console I remember playing was the NES in the early 90s, then the Super NES shortly after. Last home console I bought was the 8th generation Wii U, and nowadays I just collect older consoles. I never played anything growing up with their retrospective flashcard ODE. Whatever comes out nowadays, I just play it on PC. Base and shows a boomer with a Monster Energy Cup. So, that's all we're going to talk about today in regards to threads. Not really much going on, but I finally had some time to catch up with Lou's episodes. I'm so glad I did, because that's... Oh, man. There's a lot of episodes. He just keeps on pumping them out. And I've just been so busy lately. But, with that, from what I watched, there was... He had a lot of input about the whole Russia... thing. I don't want to get into my personal politics that much, but I'm kidding. But I will say this, I think USA, Biden just needs to shut the fuck up. Keep his distance, shut the fuck up, let this thing roll out. I know he's not going to be a pacifist because he, you know, the Democrat Party wants him to be all sensitive, but honestly, if he just shuts the fuck up, we just stay our own ground, let them deal with their own issues. It just will make things better. That's what will get us into a war, is trying to put ourselves on the side with our allies or anything. We could always just make up some bullshit excuse like, our weapons are kind of old, you know, or we need to train our military more, some bullshit like that. But maybe I'm just seeing that from like a civilian perspective. Maybe it's a little more complicated than that. But I don't know. I think it's just stupid to reply to something like that's when we'll fucking create a war. With the whole Russia thing too, it was funny. I remember after that, when the whole war started, that new game came out. What the fuck's it called? Elden Ring? Bro, like, it seems like most people were like, oh, I'm just gonna play Elden Ring. This whole thing passes over. And if I'm correct, Elden Ring is a part of Dark Souls, which is pretty cool. I guess more people now, because people have noticed that Bethesda hasn't been giving a shit about their games, they kind of care a little bit more about what From Software releases, which isn't the worst thing in the world, because From Software actually fucking cares about their games. Personally, I'll say this too, with From Software, they need to make a new Kingsfield. That'd be cool. Or Shadow Tower Abyss. Shadow Tower Abyss, that was like the first one I played personally. And I just love like the graphics they used. And like they use some pretty fucking advanced graphics. Sorry. They used some pretty fucking advanced graphics for the PS2 during that era. Another thing he said was what was it like growing up in the 90s? Well, you had more of an experience than me. I only had a couple years in the 90s. But I will say this. They were a lot more simple than they are now. People could lie a lot. You're right. People definitely could. And I even remember that in the early 2000s. People would make shit up all the time. And you would take face value at it. Because some people had internet. I remember even in the early 2000s, I had friends who didn't even have fucking TVs. And that was still a thing. So, you know, I don't know. I think it's just like, yeah, adoption or wherever you live or something like that, but you know, rumors will always be around, but you know, it's just about how lazy people are going to be when they like check them and all that. That's my two cents on that. But yeah, that's my thoughts on those two things. If anything else comes up, maybe I'll bring it up in the Doom 2 episode, or I'm going to watch some more of the whatever else he has coming out. Definitely check out Lou if, you know, you're only listening to my show, which I bet most of my viewers are from Lou, so I probably don't have anyone who just heard me personally. But yeah, definitely check out both PNN Central and also PNN America. And also, before I go, I just gotta say, Mr. Obvious, the YouTuber, he does some pretty good political shows on YouTube. He, not evicted, but he was worried about becoming homeless earlier. And he said that his situation is getting better, so I'm so glad that happened. Just hope and pray he, you know, does better. You know, if you're Muslim or whatever, pray to Allah. I don't give a fuck. You know, maybe you're right. Who knows? But, you know, just do all the praying you can, because, man, I just hope Obvious comes out on the right foot. Oh, man. Maybe he needs to do a fucking room front. I don't know what's his housing situation, but I just hope he does well. Anyway, that's the show. Hopefully everyone enjoyed it. Everyone have a wonderful night. And, yeah. Peace.